commend our hands to you, and we submit our lips to you, God. We are proclaiming, God, that we do believe your report. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Right now, God, those who are here, whatever their needs may be, God, we ask you, Lord, by your report, God, that you bring it unto them, God, but first your will be done. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for those things. Now, even right now, God, in times such as these, God, we, in the name of Jesus, we are casting down. And we believe that we have the authority from you, that we cast down those fiery darts that the enemy has thrown at us. In the name of Jesus, in this season, the demons of depression, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, God, we speak healing to those who are sick in the name of Jesus. For Lord, we know that sickness is not of you, God, in the name of Jesus. So therefore, we do not have to receive it in the name of Jesus. But Lord, right now, God, we ask you, Lord, as we learn more in your word, and as we grow more in your word, Holy Spirit, you just be there to teach us and guide us as we yield to your will in the name of Jesus, that you want to lead us into all truths in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we do have the power, Lord, that in the name of Jesus, that we can cast down demons, and we can cast out sicknesses, and we can call those out. Lord, there's new sicknesses that's come to the land that doctors are naming that we have never seen before or heard of before. But we don't have to receive those in the name of Jesus. So we don't want to receive those, and we cast it down in the name of Jesus. We cast them down. Healing to every fiber of our body, every organs in our body be healed, so that we may be able to, if the lungs are sick, we want to be healed so that we can, yeah, we can breathe, Lord. Be free, that we can proclaim that Jesus is still Lord in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this and all things, God, that you will continue to bless this place, God. You called this place into being. Continue to bless, Lord. This is the house of prayer, and we are grateful, God. Many blessings has come out of this place, God, because you claimed it, because you put your hand upon it, and your hands were so we bind anything that's not like you, that's trying to crawl in, that's trying to walk in, that's trying to speak words against it in the name of Jesus. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. This is the house of God. This is the house of prayer. In the name of Jesus, and continue to anoint your ministers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Say, I take, get your hand.
Oh, Yes, praise the Lord. Your name is great in all the earth.
Your name is great in all the earth. Hallelujah. Your name is awesome. Your name is powerful. Hallelujah. Your name is to be feared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory
to Jehovah.
Yeah.
California is on fire.
Yes.
And it just seems like the judge can stop the fire. Or they can even prepare ahead to stop or prevent this fire from coming in the first place. They can prevent. So year after year, it seems like the fire is burning. And it seems like nobody's learning anything out of it, because I wonder what the officials are doing. What people in Washington DC are doing. Because after the fire burn houses and tear down stuff, we end up spending billions of dollars and rebuild them. And the next year, they get burned again. And after that, we will spend billions of dollars and rebuild. And after that, they get burned down again. And we the cycle keeps happening. And I wonder what is happening. Is nobody paying attention to this and see that every year California is burning? And nobody's seeing it? What are the politicians doing? You know, just spending billions of dollars each year rebuilding this community that are getting burned. Is that a wise thing to do? Are they looking at it as investment? I don't know. And you know, sometimes we find ourselves in that position. It seems like our life experience, or we experience a wildfire over and over. But we can prevail. Hallelujah. Do you have your Bible? If you have it, let's go to the book of Judges chapter 15. Hallelujah. And we're going to read from verse 4. 4, and we'll read to verse 5, and we'll stop there. Are you there? Judges 15, chapter 4 and 5. Are you there? Okay. Yeah, just a moment. Prevailing against the wildfire of life. Hallelujah. And Samson went and called 300 foxes. I first wonder how can somebody just go and capture 300 foxes. And it's not that he has all this technology that we have to say, oh, he pretty much plays this robot here, that machine over there, and he shoots something in the air, and the fox heard the sound, and they ran into it, and they get captured. But, you know, he just went with 300. I just can't understand that. But that's what the Word of God said. When the Word of God says, just don't try to make sense out of it. If it's plain enough, just believe it. That's all you do. That's what faith is. Amen? If it's plain and you're trying to make sense out of it, you will come up with nonsense. And Samson went up and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in